Hello and welcome to Simply Conscious. I hope everybody's been well. Apologies for last week, I didn't get to record a podcast. Some of you might know that I'm studying for my Master's in Psychology of Mental Health and Wellbeing. So I had a deadline in and I just didn't get enough time to record. But hey, here I am, back here again. So this is episode number 8. And today we're going to talk about mantra. What a mantra is. Many people ask me, so I'll just say a little bit, just to highlight on my understanding of what a mantra is. So we have mantra, then we have yantra. So yantra is a sacred geometry, you can say, which is used for elevation, which is used for meditation. Every deity like Ma Kali, Shiva, Vishnu, they all have a symbol, yeah? Symbols have been used for thousands of years. It's not just Nike or Adidas that are using logos, right? You know, they have a message. You see, you recognize the Nike logo, you recognize Adidas or Ralph Lauren. They have resonance. You know, okay, this is what the brand stands for, so to speak. So do yantras. So yantra is used for a range of things, mainly for meditation, mainly for connecting with the divine consciousness behind that symbol. So we have mantra, yantra, and the technique to activate a mantra, the technique to activate a yantra is called tantra. So this is what it is. So tantra is not sex. Tantra is technique. It's a scientific technique of connecting with divine consciousness. So if I said that you are made from a mantra, you might look at me and think, what is he on about? I'm made from a mantra? If I said this whole universe is made from a mantra or many mantras, what would you think then? Still confused? Well, it's written in the scriptures that the divine consciousness manifested this universe with a sound vibration, which we call a mantra. This sound vibration was Om. And that vibration created this universe. So, mantra is everywhere. If you look in nature, you sit down for a couple of minutes, you may hear the whistling of the wind like a flute. That is a mantra. You may hear the birds chirping, the animals, the sound of the animals. That is also a mantra. You may hear the rustling of anything going by, anything natural which is making a sound is a mantra. The flowing of water, yes? It carries a vibration. It's made up of energy. Every matter, every living matter is made up of energy, Shakti, which we can say as well. But what makes us? How is physical matter made? How are we made? If you look beyond your flesh, your cells, your arteries, everything. What's inside each of those elements? Atoms. What's inside the atoms? There's vibration in there, of course, yes? This is why we get affected so quickly by mantra. If I was to say something abusive to someone, what do you think would happen? It would cause an immediate reaction, right? And that reaction would make that person want to come and punch me, or, you know, might want to do something towards me because I said something negative to them. An instant reaction. So what I said at that moment is also a mantra. What I am saying now is also a mantra. mantras of different frequencies, you could say. So if me saying something negative towards someone is causing an immediate effect, what do you think something positive could do to someone? Yes, it has a positive effect. Positive collectivity. We feel positive. So when you go to the beach and it's as clean as you can probably find, you're in a conscious collective which has not been corrupted. And we feel the elements. We feel alive. We feel at peace. So what is stopping us from saying these mantras or, you know, interacting in a positive light? Is it fear? Fear could be one of those, of course, because that's instilled with us since childhood, you know, don't do this, don't do that. If you do this, something will happen. You'll fall over, or, you know, the boogeyman will come and get you if you don't do this. You know, these empty threats, this fear is in us. And that then later on affects you in life, where it causes stress, it causes havoc inside, because you're not able to move past this little fear that is there, which has now turned into a big fear of something else. That fear then affects the body, it affects the organs, affects your emotional well-being, because you're losing confidence. Say if I went to the doctor, I wasn't feeling too well, and he said, oh, hurry, I might have to amputate your leg. We're like, oh, no, no. But he said, I might have to amputate your leg. If the surgery doesn't go well, we might have to amputate your leg. It could be this or it could be that. He has filled a couple of doubts in my head. And what am I going to do on the way walking back home? I'll be saying those mantras in my head. Oh, the doctor said he might have to chop my leg off. He might have to do this. He might have to do that. I'm not going to be well. Something is not right. You know, these doubts are being said to me as a mantra. I'm repeating them over and over again. Then I go home. Then I might tell my wife, like, hey, you know what? The doctor told me they might have to chop my leg off if the operation doesn't go well. Or I might have such and such disease or something, you know, which is causing me harm, which is causing me this pain. And she might think, oh, okay. Now she's going to initiate someone with the same mantra. She might go and tell my parents the same thing. And they may go and tell someone else. They may go and tell my sister, or they may go tell my brother or my auntie, my uncle. You can see how this mantra is being initiated from person to person. And what is it causing? A negative effect on me. Because their attention is on who? Me. Oh, Harry's going, he might have his leg chopped off. You know, this is coming towards me indirectly. Those vibrations, that frequency is coming towards me. I may attract it or I might not. But it's bearing an emotional weight. So the mantra that I'm saying, the mantra that I tell other people, has an effect. If we keep blaming the government, if we keep blaming the powers that be for everything, you know, we're saying, oh, I can't afford this. I can't do this. As soon as the word can't comes in, you're not going to do it. You're like, oh, I can't pay my bills. Now that you've said that you can't pay it, I'm not sure you will. It should be more like, okay, let me find a constructive way of paying my bills. Let me find an avenue. Let me find another. If I'm being creative about the situation I'm in, then yes, the willpower to do that, to do the work, to pay the bill is there. And nature finds a way to give you the opportunity. The opportunity will come. So it's not going to be that, you know, money will land on your doorstep. No. Nature provides a window of opportunity. The consciousness provides a window of opportunity for you to take action. If we let that opportunity pass by, then that's what's happened, right? The opportunity is gone. You've missed your chance to maybe earn that little bit of revenue that you could have to help pay the bill. So for that, I should be receptive. If my ego is low, I'm not blaming the government. I'm not blaming someone else for my misfortune that I think is my misfortune. Then you will elevate. So imagine if everyone around you, the society around you, stopped blaming the government or stopped blaming the railway service or, you know, whoever they may be moaning about. If they had a positive attitude, yes, the people in government are humans like ourselves. Of course they are, aren't they? They have the same two legs and a brain. But if we had a positive vibration about someone, it would reach them, right? If collectively the whole city or the whole country was positive about a situation, then it would make so much sense. People would work in harmony. There'd be no blame culture. There'd be no telling you did this, you did that, because of this, you're doing that. No, you'd be working as a team towards a goal. Because we're missing this sense of belonging. When this starts to happen, there's friction. The same thing happens within you. When you are not aligned, when you are not calm, you're reacting to everything around you, every mantra being told to you, creating stress. Your boss is saying something, you're repeating that as a mantra. Yeah, so it's causing stress, a repetition of activity, a repetition of something which is not giving you satisfaction. So if you're looking for peace, if you're looking for satisfaction, where do you go? You go inwards. You try and do an activity which gives you peace. You try and meditate, or you try and do some yoga, or you try and do some whatever it might be. It might be artwork or playing music, listening to music, being around your friends, being around children who are innocent, making life playful, making life joyful. That should be your mantra. Looking at the divine within each person, male, female, child, whoever it is, nature, developing this connection back with nature. So I'll leave that thought with you for this week, and I shall connect next week. So in the meantime, take care and wish you all the best of mental health.